You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Go on.
I have a millennial-related producer story for you, Jay. Didn't know if you wanted to hear it as my former producer.
I would love to hear this story. Go ahead.
So, fearless Josh, proud millennial, 31 years old, I believe, this morning gave me the show rundown unstapled for the third straight day. Now, you know me and how fastidious I am about how I want things, right? And I don't want loose pages getting out of order, right? I want them stapled. Well, on day one in Studio Monday, he said, well, we're out of staples, so here's a paperclip. And I'm like, I don't want a paperclip. I want a staple. We got no staples in this whole fucking radio station? Give me a break. So it lasted. So went Tuesday again. I just sort of like, okay, whatever. Finally on Wednesday, I was like, so you're telling me there's not a single staple in the building? Do I need to issue a request to management? Well, lo and behold, miracle upon miracles, he stomped out of the studio, did come back about 3 minutes later with staples to load into the stapler. But man, it was a tough one, Jay.
Like you had to do an embargo to get some staples.
Right. Like I had to really put my foot down. Like, no, I'm not just going to let you snow me on this. I want the fucking rundown stapled. Is that too much to ask?
Tell Josh to call me and we'll talk about the USA Today saga that lasted for about 3 or 4 months.
Oh, you know, my God. What was that, Jay? I'm afraid to ask.
Well, when I would arrive at 4 a.m, there would be no USA Today's until like 8. And you demanded that I get USA Today's there at 4. To which I said, would you like me to drive to Northern Virginia and open the plant too?
Fuck, I don't know why I opened this can of worms. I'm now just going to cringe at all the insane shit that I demanded.
Tell Josh to call me. We'll have a good old laugh.
So, really, I was like, you make sure it's here by 4. By the way, how long ago did you and I work together? 1994? Well, why the fuck would I need a USA Today? Just go online, for God's sakes.
But this was before. This was before you could easily get it. And when I told you, I said, well, they're not going to come till 8 because they just don't deliver them that early. You said, and I quote, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, boy.
Yes. And if I'm lying on this one, Albert Igaldi can back me up because he sat there and laughed and giggled. Yeah. As he always does.
Right. He's like
yes.
Yeah. Jay's dealing with insane Zabe right now. Demanding crazy Zabe. You know, I look back and I think to myself, why did I try so hard? Jesus Christ. Why
you wanted a perfect show. I get that. There's just some things that I mean, I will say one thing about you that was better than 98% of hosts that I work with. You kind of understood that you're not going to always get big guests. Everybody that I've worked with, I had one host tell you this and say this to me, and I think you'll know who it is. And we sat in a show meeting, and he said, and I quote, well, I heard Bush is a sports fan. Let's get him on the show, when he was president, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And I literally, I think I said, well, this show's not going to last if you're thinking this delusional.
So wait a minute. Someone said to you.
Yes, a host said to me.
Book the president of the United States of America.
Bush is a sports fan. Let's get him on the show. I think you
to maybe
know
cut it up just a bit.
I think you know who this person is. When I say delusional.
Little bit much right there. Well, the thing is, the bigger name, like when you get big name guests, you are clout chasing. But when you spend all your time and efforts clout chasing, it hems in your ability to just call the pitches, balls and strikes, as you see fit. And there's just a lot of wild pitches in sports you have to call out and say, this is complete bullshit here. Yeah. You know? And
get me blankety blank. Well, blankety blank's not, 9 times out of 10, an athlete's not going to say anything. So there you go with that one.
Yeah. And the more that you're buddies with people in a higher orbit of the sports ecosystem, the less honest a broker you're going to be about what's going on, who they are, and everything else, because you're going to be worried about clout chasing. This is the problem with the Pat McAfee show, in my opinion, is that he's at a level now where he wants to kiss everyone's ass. Nobody is willing to play the heel. I said that the show with Dion, did you watch any of well, first of all, you're not a fan of McAfee, are you?
No.
Yeah, okay. And for the reasons I outlined there,
amongst others. I just think it's a good show because he can't talk anything outside of football, and I have a problem with hosts who can only talk one sport. That's it.
Oh,
anything
really?
Else? Yeah, anything else? Oh God, they just fall off. Like I'm not saying you have to, but if you can't talk baseball right now, you shouldn't be a radio host. And I know a lot of hosts who can't do it.
Yeah, I think that the best people in what we do are those who can go to both extremes. They can be wonderful and syrupy and positive, and I love this and this is great. And they can also go on the other end and pretty much go scorched earth and say, this ain't it. This is what's wrong with everything. And this person is acting really, really badly in the sports world. And when you get to a certain level, like McAfee, they're going to kiss everyone's ass. What I was dying for, because they had Dion on set, of course, and every one of the guys on there was trying to out-dude bro each other to kiss his ass. What they needed, Jay, and this is where McAfee should have got it as a wrestling guy, they needed somebody to be the heel. They needed somebody to come in and go, dude, you've beaten two teams so far. I think you need to pump the brakes on all this because you're headed for some rough waters, and then have Dion get his spine up and get chippy and let there be an awkward moment or two, right? Now yeah, you've got some sizzle, some real dialogue going on.
There you've got clicks, the almighty clicks that you want.
Right, like did you see so-and-so from McAfee take on Dion? Did you see Dion stuff him into a trash can? Because you know he would have. Great television. What I watched was just nauseating, groan-inducing suck-uppery. But hey, they had him on. And The Rock. And Stephen A. Smith. What a lineup of guests. The SportsCenter anchors were like, can you believe this guest list? Wow.
And SportsCenter is god-awful to watch nowadays also.
Sure.
And
the funny thing is, I've seen the numbers. McAfee's show is not necessarily outrating just SportsCenter from a year ago in the same time slot. Like, in other words, those people who would put ESPN on because I'm a sports fan and it's the morning and what else am I going to watch? Boom, it's on. Are doing that at the same rate they did before. Meaning, I don't know what's on ESPN. I don't know what show they're running. Facts versus Volume, Round the Horn, Inside Pitch, Did Two, Did Not, I Suck, You're Great, whatever show it is. Don't know what it is, but I'm going to put it on because what are my choices?
Rather than watch sports.
Oh my God, I hear Pat McAfee's on ESPN now. I've got to come and I've got to go watch that. He's not bringing new eyeballs to the set. And that's
Says that. Yeah, I don't think anybody says that. I got to watch Pat McAfee.
Right.
Well, no, that's not true. Whatever day he has Aaron on, I'm sure that's his.
Yes.
Well, not now, but well, I'm sure that was his biggest, slice of the pie day.
Yeah. No. There's no doubt that he has that his relationship with Aaron Rodgers has helped rocket ship his career. But look. I'm just a guy now on the outside, nitpicking, being bitter. He's the one who's dude bros with Dion, partying in Boulder, entourage of 12 guys to help him out on the show, millions and millions of dollars. So I'll go back and slink back into my mud as a bitter, low-level radio guy. But I was just trying to offer some honest opinion on where the show could be better.
Speaking of the it's becoming the cult of Dion, and I like the story, but now it's... What is the narrative going to be after the next 2 weeks? Because I'm sorry, people, they are going to get wasted by Oregon. They're going to get wasted by USC. So what's the narrative going to be then?
They're
1-11.
Right.
Well, they were 1-11 last year. That's okay. All right. Okay. All right.
I mean, look, you're right that whenever a crowd gathers quickly. In sports or in media or sports media, whenever a big crowd gathers quickly, what else happens when it's over?
It leaves quickly, right?
The room empties quick. So next 2 weeks they play at Oregon and home against USC at 10 a.m. Mountain Time,
noon. Which they might get USC because of that early, because I've seen that happen before where. Well, and I know you were well, we're going to talk about it later, where a team from the West, I remember Cal played Maryland at a noon kickoff. And this was when Cal was pretty good.
Okay.
And Maryland jumped them because it was a weird time for Cal.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember the year.
Was this the Aaron Rodgers, Marshawn Lynch?
Cal? No. It was later than that. I think it might have been Jared Goff, Cal.
Interesting. But, okay.
Yeah. But that's college where I think they're more
right.
By regimented the way, than the pros.
Colorado is 24 point underdogs, I believe, at Oregon.
Yeah.
Did I see a clip of Oregon's quarterback throwing the ball from like his waist? What did I see online?
I saw that, and I think that was a plant of some guy throwing weird. I saw it yesterday also. I was like, no, there's no college coach would allow a guy to throw like that.
Ty Thompson.
That's not the Oregon. Bo Nix is the Oregon quarterback. But it was school I've never heard of.
Yeah, Ty Thompson, video of Oregon's quarterback huge throw going viral.
I know Bo Nix is the QB, so.
Okay, Nix. Well, this is weird. I'm getting a lot of things. Okay, let me say something positive about Deion. And by the way, I'm not anti-Deion, although I do think the whole phenomenon has gotten kind of crazy and out of hand. I really like the fact that he made a public and pointed plea to let this safety for Colorado State, you know, learn and live and go forward. And enough of this fucking, he needs to die, never play football again. It was a late hit. It was a cheap hit. It was a borderline dirty hit. Can I say with 1,000% that he was trying to injure or just play a rough, tough echo of the whistle of the game? I don't know. But I like the fact that Deion said, look, the young man is going to learn. He needs to go live his life. Stop it already. Good job, Deion.
Yeah, no, that was great. And I thought the kid got too much hate. I mean, it was borderline dirty, but 8 years ago, that was called good hit.
Right, exactly. And that's just the way it is. You know, that's how now, football has become, where anything that looks rough, people are screaming for a flag or targeting.
Can we talk about Shador Sanders putting his fingers in a guy's helmet and trying to guide you out? Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
That got swept under the rug. Like, nobody's even talking about it. I was like, that's like Bill Romanowski spinning. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's a little bit out of control. Now, I need to check this out. I'll look at it right now. Just do a quick Google on it. Is it true that he has a Bentley already?
Rolls Royce.
Holy shit.
Well, Bijan Robinson had a Ferrari or Lamborghini last year. I mean, that's not too much for a college athlete, is it? No, I guess.
Tom Brady said the following in a podcast about, you know, having a Rolls Royce. He said, do you think a kid needs a Phantom like a Rolls Royce? And Shador, who also appeared on the podcast, said, no, it's not a Phantom. It's a Rolls Royce Cullinan, which maybe is the LE model of it, I guess.
I go. Okay.
Said Brady, I think he needs to get his butt in the film room and spend as much time in there as possible. Less time in the car, more time in the film room.
I have to agree with Mr. Brady on that one.
Yeah. I found out today or yesterday that there is a guy who is in charge of painting the pinstripes on a Rolls Royce by hand. There's a tiny little pinstripe that goes right along the crease of the side panel of the car. And he uses a squirrel hair brush and he hand paints the pinstripe, and any mistake results in the need to redo the entire paint job, delays delivery of the vehicle, and costs a significant amount of money. And I said, what in the living fuck are you doing? But that's why people like Rolls Royces, for the needless expensiveness of everything.
You would think they would have a machine to do the squiggly line. Yeah,
exactly.
Call me crazy.
I saw a video of this guy, and he has the most amazingly steady hand you've ever seen. And it's his one job only, and it takes several hours to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, if that makes sense to you, then okay, like, fine.
I guess that's why I don't have a Rolls, because my question would be, how much would it cost if I didn't have the squiggly line? Would that knock off $10,000? Because I don't need it.
Right. How do you even take that thing out and drive it anywhere in public, knowing that a guy spent 3 hours hand-painting a tiny line with a squirrel hair brush? Every little piece of roadkill, every bug that gets on your front grill, every speck, every ding. Where are you going to park in a shopping center? All the way at the very end where there's no cars or no carts?
What's the most expensive car you've been a passenger or driven?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. I've been in a $110,000 Porsche?
I was in two cars in 1985. My next door neighbors got a DeLorean. I remember that.
Wow. And what did it cost back then? What a legendary automobile that was a gigantic piece of shit mechanically.
I never asked because my brother was best friends with one of the older kids and they drove up and I'll never forget my brother going, they got a goddamn DeLorean. and it was like when the doors came up, it was the coolest thing ever. And I was in a Porsche Carrera once that was like, oh, this is a nice car. Right. I can see why. Yeah.
So here's a trivia question for you. What was the horsepower of the DeLorean?
Oh.
Knowing that today's Honda Civic gets 158 horsepower.
I'm going to say 110.
Pretty close. It was 130.
Okay.
DeLorean had 130 horsepower, and it was a single overhead cam V6 engine. So it had six cylinders and still only created 130 horsepower. Wow. It had tons and tons and tons of problem. Now there's such a limited number of working DeLoreans out there. They're actually worth a decent amount of money. And people will get, you know, ones that are busted up and they'll fix them up and restore them. That's funny. I'm a bit of a car nerd. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Anyway, speaking of cars, you know, you remember my Mobile Strike Studio, right? Both versions?
I sure do. Yes.
They've both been sold. I tried them. I used them. I said, eh, they kind of work, but not as good as I want, and I'm tired of paying the monthly, you know, car payment on these. We're going to get out of this business. ESPN put out a video with Sprinter, with Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, and College Game Day and Jen Latta to brag about the build of their new, ready, podcast studio.
Oh,
and it's awesome. It is, of course, everything you would expect from a company like ESPN, which has an actual budget. So to buy a $120,000 Sprinter van with a podcast studio in it is no big deal. And I watched the three-part video on the Mercedes-Benz YouTube channel, and I was like, fuck, man. I did all of this on the cheap. I did all this with the help of people that were, you know, helping me out to build boxes. Kenny Smith, thank you for building that. And it was all right. It was pretty good. You never got to sit inside of it. That's my one regret.
No, I did. No, I did.
Oh, Stern, you did? That's
did.
Right.
Yeah, Stern and I did one. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And he said, this is lovely.
Yeah, and they, well, they did something really cool, which is on the back end of it, they had TVs built into the rear doors you could open up with speakers and a refrigerator and a grill that swung out. I'm like, fuck, that's what I want.
So why? So they built a mobile studio for so what? Pablo Torre can go around New York and do his
Jen Latta said for College Game Day that they could get athletes in there and do little podcasts or recordings or interviews, and the front seats of the Sprinter swiveled around to a producer console. And I mean, they had the nicest mics, the nicest cameras, the most robust interface, unlike my jerry-rigged setup. So I was ahead of my time and about $100,000 short of budget when it was all said and done.
I don't see that being a thing. I don't see that being a thing, but I could be wrong.
Well,
I've been wrong before.
Here's the problem with the concept. You want to be able to go to where potential high-value clout chasing guests are, right? To get them in person, because they're always better in person, right? So if you say to somebody, hey, I'd like to do an interview, and they'd be like, okay, fine, can we do it by phone or Skype? And you go, no, I'll come by. Where do you want to be? It's a lot easier to get them to sit down with you, right? Go park out in front of their house. I'm down here. Come on down and let's go do an interview. Problem is, people still don't want to do that because they just don't want to do stuff. They're being besieged left and right all the time with requests. They've said everything there is to say. And so at some point, you got to be like, is this really worth it? Plus, everything is video now.
The only time that I could see that working is Super Bowl week. It would make sense then
right.
to drive around and get said athlete promoting whatever they're going to promote during Super Bowl week, doing it that way. Yeah. That would work. But College Game Day, having, what are you going to get, the drunk frat guys in there whooping about Ole Miss?
You'll get a player, you'll get a coach, you'll get somebody.
I don't see that happening. But again,
all right,
I could be wrong. Like I was wrong about Kenny Pickett.
And there we go. Pivot. Okay, so let's get to the Steelers. They win in exciting fashion, but they win only because of defense. I believe the fourth quarter offensive numbers for the Steelers on Monday night were like record-breaking in their futility, but they still won the game somehow.
It was – I'm not sure if Kenny Pickett is hamstrung by him being possibly mediocre or hamstrung by the suckitude that is Matt Canada. And this is a guy who has been fired from LSU. He's been fired like three times. Oh, I'm sorry, let go. But yet still, and the only reason he was Maryland's head coach, but the only reason for that was he was the offensive coordinator when
they had to fire
DJ Durkin because the kid tragically died during exercises, during gassers.
Right.
He died and he was the last man standing. And that's the only reason he got that job. This guy stinks.
Do you feel like perhaps the Steelers are wasting a legendary Hall of Fame defensive player's career in T.J. Watt, who became the Steelers' all-time sack leader?
Oh my God! Why can't I?
James Harrison?
The defensive tackle. Jesus, who just got injured. I'm really blanking today on stuff.
Okay.
Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward. Christ. Okay.
They ruined his career.
Yeah.
I mean, not ruined it, but
they're wasting it. They haven't ruined his career. They're flushing it down the toilet, kind of like the Browns flushed down the toilet Thomas's career at left tackle.
Joe Thomas. Yeah. I mean, they have won some stuff. They've won a few playoff games, but you know, is TJ Watt, by the way, the best defense? I got a discussion about this. If he's not number one, he's number two, right? It's either Micah Parsons or TJ Watt, right?
I mean, he's an insane talent. And it's weird that you've got a couple of brothers in JJ and TJ that turned out to be so good. Another couple of brothers in the Bosa boys. There must be something about brothers of the similar size and age that just
the
grow
Kelsey's.
Up. That just grow up whooping on each other, right?
And go, let's turn them loose on someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a lot to be said for that when it comes to being successful. But yeah. So somebody had a tweet, which was great. It said, basically, Pittsburgh has become the Iowa of the NFL from the uniforms, the colors, and the fact the fan base knows their coordinator's name right away and wants him fired immediately.
I got tweeted that at least 35 times on Monday night.
And I kept
saying, yep. Yeah, I mean,
you're like, yep, I can't argue with that.
Yeah. Like I always say, Kirk Ferentz is not interested in winning at Iowa because he keeps his son on the staff as offensive coordinator. So he doesn't want to win.
Right.
And Mike Tomlin must not want to win because he keeps Matt Canada. Did you see the third and one play? It was a read option for Kenny Pickett, who ran probably one time all season.
Yeah.
I'm like, who are you fooling?
Right. What makes you think he can elude anybody with his lack of speed and wiggle and burst?
And Najee Harris has become Trent Richardson. Remember, you were like, Trent Richardson's good. And then literally two seasons later, you're like, he sucks.
He completely sucks. I'll never forget who was the coach at the time for the Colts who was bragging about. He had a goatee. I believe he had cancer. Not Arians.
Oh, Chuck. Oh, he was Chuck Pagano.
Chuck Pagano, when they announced they had traded for Richardson, said, man, he's a big old rolling ball of butcher knives. I tell you, we're excited to get him in here. And I go, oh, that's a great phrase. A rolling ball of butcher knives. In fact, he was nothing but a ball of nothingness.
Of nothing,
a ball of dough is what he was in the end. Well, there's big-time stuff brewing today as we speak. Hello? Jay, you there?
I'm still here. Sorry about that.
I don't know what happened there. That was weird.
I don't know. There
is brewing stuff right now with Justin Fields and the Bears on multiple fronts. Fields, in his Wednesday availability to media, brought up maybe it's coaching that is behind him and his shit start this year.
He did not take it back. But he cleared it up. He says, they've got me feeling robotic.
Yes, he tried to clear it up. Here's the key bite.
What do you think was causing you to think so much, maybe think too much?
You know, could be, coaching, I think.
That's a tiny 8-second clip out of a longer bite, which, in fairness, you pull that out and it looks worse than it is. However, most quarterbacks are careful to go out of their way to never invoke that because they know how it's going to be perceived and they know how it's going to look. I can't believe he said it.
I can't believe he said coaching.
Okay.
So that's going to be a great morning meeting tomorrow.
Oh my God. I'm definitely tuning into Chicago radio tomorrow. In fact, I'm going to tune in tonight just to listen to what they're saying. Now, when it comes to blaming coaches, this is the best clip I've ever seen. It was from a youth football game. I don't know where or when, but there's a kid, he must be like 12 years old, telling his fellow teammates, this is not on us, it's on the coaches.
This has been the worst team, the worst experience I ever did. Players, this is not on you.
So listen.
This is not on you. Players, y'all did everything. Y'all gave your heart. Y'all did everything right. It was the coaches. The coaches. Listen up. Listen up.
more questions.
Wow. How did they get audio of me playing 95-pound football? How did they know?
Now, listen, that kid may be entirely right. It's quite possible. There is wildly varying skill levels of coaches and agendas. There's some shit coaches. Hell, look at Bishop Sycamore. Hello. But to hear a little kid in a huddle after a game, his shoulder pads are off, telling his teammates, "This is not on us, it's on the coaches," is hilarious.
I finally someone said it. But you know what? I cannot say anything bad about the youth coaches.
I know.
They're giving their time and their effort.
Someone has to do it.
But some of them suck beyond. I had a couple. Some of them suck beyond, especially the ones that would put their son at quarterback, shortstop, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid just didn't want it. But dad pushed him into it. Oh. Yeah.
Have you seen the viral video now of the South Carolina farmer that saw the F-35 crash and his now viral television interview?
No, but please play it.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to send you the link to it so you can watch it as well right now. But this has now reached sweet brown level of, you know, what did she say? Oh, Lord, there was a fire.
Oh, okay.
Remember her? Oh, sweet Lord, there was a fire. Remember Antoine Dotson? Was it Antoine Dotson saying, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husband. They're raping everybody up in here. Yeah. This guy is something else. Here he is. So it just
why has it always got to be a
black guy?
Jesus Christ.
It's not always. He's got a straw farmer's hat that is tattered on one side. He's got some weird vest on, and he talks about what the plane sounded like as it flew overhead.
And I heard a screeching, between a screech and a whistle. What in the world is this?
God.
And I heard a screeching.
Randolph White is his name.
Between a screech and a whistle.
Now, this is what's brilliant. Somebody under the account at Steven Voiceover whipped up this video.
I said, what in the world is this? And I heard a boom. And I heard a screeching. Between a screech and a whistle.
That's pretty funny.
And I heard a boom. I said, what in the world is this? And I heard a boom. I said, what in the world is this?
Oh my God.
That's pretty funny.
You know, there's funny, interesting, colorful people all over the place, and you never know where they are until you have to take a news crew out to who knows where, right? To find them and interview them. Oh, I'm just glad they fucking found it, right?
There has to be a backstory to all of this on how it got lost.
Yeah.
It's
right.
There
has to be more to the story that we don't fully know just yet. Okay, yes. One more piece of audio, then FTG, and we're out of here. We've had a good run so far. Your Orioles have clinched. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm super excited for you guys. It's heady times there in Baltimore. Now, back in the day, Earl Weaver, who was a god, right? A god in Baltimore and just a legend in baseball, 5'2". On a clear day, right? Just a short, little, angry, chain-smoking elf of a manager, right?
Oh, yes.
He would get into it with umpires. It would be the most legendary arguments and the kick in the dirt on the plate and everything else. Somehow, back in the, I think this clip is from the late 70s or early 80s.
It's got to be, you showed it to me, it's got to be 81 or 82. Got to be.
Earl Weaver is out in the middle of the field, delaying the game, screaming at the umpire, insisting that the only reason this umpire and this crew is here tonight is, quote, just to fuck us.
Behind the rubber.
Oh, bullshit.
Bullshit yourself.
You're here, and this crew is here just to fuck us. Yeah, boom. That's great.
Gets kicked out. Boom.
You because you good. Put your finger on good. Me.
I'm glad you hit me.
That's right. You're here for one goddamn specific reason.
What's that, Earl?
To fuck us.
You're fuck you.
Do it again and I'll knock you right in your nose.
I didn't touch you.
You pushed your finger.
I did not. No, you're lying.
God damn it.
You're lying.
No, you are.
You are lying.
You're lying. No, you're lying.
You are a liar, Earl.
You are
a liar.
You are.
Oh, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame. Why?
Now, this is where it gets good. This is where it gets good. This is where it gets good. Yeah. Earl Weaver is telling this umpire, in 10 years, I'm going to be in the Hall of Fame. To which the umpire responds,
you
We're
know
fucking
it.
Up World Series.
You know it.
You're going to be in the Hall of Fame.
You know it. Oh, God.
When you're going to be in the Hall of Fame for fucking up World Series.
Oh, that one was so, that was a gut punch you can't come back from. Oh.
Did Earl fuck up the World Series, or did they just run into a better Pittsburgh Pirates team? They blew leads, right?
He lost to the Mets.
Oh, the Mets and the Pirates, right?
And the Pirates, yeah.
What were the series leads in those World Series?
I think the Mets pretty much led with that one from start to finish, but the Pirates, that was 3-1.
Yeah.
That was 3-1. I mean, he did win one in 70 when they beat the Reds. So he's 1-3.
That's a pretty harsh thing to say. 3-1 leads are not in the bag, you know?
Oh God, for fucking up World Series. God, that was a great one. Oh.
Do you feel like your Orioles have a chance to win it all?
Yeah, I said yes. They are probably in baseball. They're probably the third best team. No, the second best team behind the Braves. They're really good.
No reason why not, right?
Why
not us?
Just as good as the Braves. Just as good as the Astros. Beat the Astros 3 out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, the Dodgers. The Dodgers are probably you pick one of those three teams: Dodgers, Braves, Orioles. There you go.
Yeah, but you don't have to beat both the Dodgers and the Braves, though.
That is true. We will not play both of them. We will not play both of them.
All right, here we go. Close out strong. FTG. Fuck that guy.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who's your nominee for the week?
The Dolphin fan that punched the Patriot fan in the side of the head that killed him. And he did it. So now, buddy, you're going to go to ass-raping prison just because you repped your team on that day. I hope you feel good about this because your life is now over as we know it.
Now, technically, I think he'll be charged with manslaughter, which is considered the unintentional killing of another person. And there's different levels of manslaughter. He'll say, I was defending myself. And maybe he was, but this should be a lesson to everybody. Stop fighting in NFL stadiums. I saw a viral video of a fight at a Texans game. And I thought, you're fighting over the worst fucking team in the league, for God's sakes.
Remember that woman yelling in the Patriots fan's face after the Raiders?
Yeah.
If he would have punched her out, it's like, she kind of deserved it. But I'm just, stop with the fighting just because you're wearing their colors. It's so stupid.
Mine goes out to a piece of scum by the name of Rob Mercer. Mercer is a poker player. And he's admitted to lying. Lying about what, Zabe? About his poker hands? No, he lied about having terminal stage 4 colon cancer so he could raise $50,000 to play in the World Series of Poker main event.
Oh, God.
There has to be different levels and circles of hell. The lower ones for the even bigger scumbags in the world. I'm hoping this asshole, Rob Mercer, goes right to the bottom. Yeah, I got terminal cancer. I need some money to go play poker. Wow, you really don't believe in karma, do you, buddy?
You're not a make-a-wish kid.
No, exactly. But people are suckers, and they're like, oh, that's so sad. Yeah, sure. I'll definitely give you money. Fuck that guy. All right, Jay. We'll talk next week. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye now. Baby, why hurt me so bad?
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.